There's a famous question asked.
When Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he is the Redeemer for Klal Yisrael, he immediately refused. And he fought back against it. He offered other ways. Aaron HaKohen should be the Redeemer. He refused. But when it came to the receiving of the Torah, that he should be the one to give Torah to Klal Yisrael, we don't see anywhere along the line that he hesitated, that he said, no, I'm not worthy of it. Why, when it came to the giving of the Torah, was Moshe Rabbeinu fine with being the leader of Klal Yisrael? When it came to redeeming them, he took a step back and hesitated and tried to see if someone else is more worthy. So one of the answers given is the first famous words of Masechta Avos, that Moshe kibbel Torah miSinai. Moshe Rabbeinu accepted Torah from Sinai. We know Moshe Rabbeinu didn't accept Torah from Sinai. He accepted Torah on Sinai, but not from Sinai. So they give an answer that he learned the lessons from the mountain of Sinai. What does that mean? As we know, all the mountains wanted to be the one worthy of being there, the place that Hashem would give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And each one came forward and said why they had an attribute that was worthy, befitting of them, to be able to be the one chosen. And Sinai said nothing. Sinai was quiet and humble and felt they weren't worthy of it. And Hashem said, that's the one I want. And therefore, it was given from Sinai because of the humility that Sinai represented. So Moshe Rabbeinu, as we all know, was the Anu B'Kol Adam, which meant on some level he held himself more humble than everybody else, meaning less than everybody else. Not that he didn't know his talents, but that he thought he was just given greater talents. Maybe he was at 40% of his abilities and everyone else was at 60. So they produced much less, but that's because they started out with that. But they were doing more within their abilities. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest humble person around. So he realized, wait a second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give the Torah through me? There's no hesitation. Moshe kibbel Torah miSinai. He knew from Sinai that doesn't make a difference. It's not a mila. When it came to redeeming Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu said, wait a second, who's going to be the redeemer? Maybe the greatest one? Maybe it's going to be Aaron, my brother. And look for someone who has better attributes than him. But when it came to the giving of the Torah, just like the Torah was given on Sinai, which was a place of simplicity and not arrogance and not any special qualities, Moshe Rabbeinu felt, yeah, I'm worthy of it. I'm the ultimate worthy of it. Therefore, there was no hesitation. You have to understand that when it comes to Torah, everyone is worthy of being a Talmud Chacham. Everyone's worthy of being a receiver and a taker of Torah. As long as you understand that all of our God-given talents are God-given talents. Have a good Shabbos.